Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band, and welcome to you and Mr. Conway to Castro Valley High School for our CMEA Bay Section Festival here today. My name is Michael Boitz, and I'm very honored to be one of your adjudicators here today at the festival. You have a great program planned, thanks to your conductor. I'm looking forward to hear you play, and I'll be back with you as soon as your performance begins. Just waiting for the announcement to introduce you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you to those of you who came last night. We're starting out today with Hopkins Junior High Concert Band from Fremont, California, directed by Greg Conway and Bill Kirk. We are going to start you off with Sketchbook Canada.
All right, pardon that delay. I thought we were on our way earlier. We're starting with Sketches of Canada, it looks like. So a really healthy, large ensemble. Nice instrumentation. So nice lively tempo to start with, and balance between the afterbeats and the melody, downbeats as well. Yeah, nice eighth note run, 2/4-17 saxes. Hold the triangle up a little bit higher as you play it so we get just a little bit more presence from that color. Yeah, maybe a little bit less apologetic when the percussion comes in at 31 and then back off when the melody comes in. So you're getting a pretty solid distinction of articulation style to make the melody speak. Statement from the trumpets. I wouldn't mind if everybody else backed off so slight, ever so slightly, to allow the trumpets to come through with greater ease. So as we play up and down that scale at 65 clarinets, it exposes a little bit of pitch discrepancies. Make sure you're bringing your individual best and tuning each of your instruments really carefully with that in mind. Yeah, so keep your eyes up on your conductor, watching for that release. Yeah, as the bass line leads us into 17, even more from beats 2 and 3. And I do like the breath mark at 16. It was tastefully done in the rest of the winds. So as you get to that octave B flat, open up, let the air do the work. And the low voices, don't be afraid to blow faster air for even more presence. This is actually a harder movement than you might think it is because of how the harmonies move around together. With the suspension, the second to last bar, creating some tension before the resolve at 40. That was really nice. So, and then a really tasteful shaping of that phrase, the last four bars, pickups to 37 on. Yeah, nice work with the melody and the low voices. The background, I wonder if we could make even more distinction between the staccato and the agogic accents across the ensemble. Yeah, really nice accents coming from the percussion, the snare drum line. Let the air even move faster as you ascend to the top of the register in the brass. Yeah, very exciting. Fortissimo, forte piano, second to the last bar. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, I wonder if we got an A flat. I was hearing some kind of dissonance the last note on B2, and I don't know where that came from. But as you release, you have the three TP accents. Make sure that we hear the A flat at the bottom of that triad to really create finality. So the discrepancies of pitch, I think, in between the reed instruments, clarinet and saxophone in particular. I'm looking at the embouchures, and the embouchures look really pretty solid in terms of their, you know, consistency and flatness. So what I'm hearing leads me to believe that just each individual player and you're, I think it looks like the majority of you are maybe seventh graders with some eighth graders. You want to make sure that, doesn't matter your age, but you're checking your individual pitch on the instrument with the tuner, and knowing what happens with the instrument as you get above the break, particularly in the clarinet section, to maintain that pitch. That's a very nitpicky detail for your age, but I think it allows the really expressive part of your performance to be conveyed even better to the audience. I love the amount of time that your conductor takes with slow music. So the beginning of this piece, pianissimo, I think you're working hard to achieve that dynamic. You know, it's hard to play pianissimo on a lot of our instruments, particularly horn, reed instruments. The rule for pianissimo is, you know, double P stands for pretty powerful as well as very soft. And you want to make sure that the tone speaks before anything else. So even though it says pianissimo, make sure you're getting that nice resonant tone characteristically out of the instrument. Ba-da-da. Lean into that counter melody. Thank you. nice amount of silence again in the breath or the caesura or added caesura, I guess. Cool. So the pickups to the second to last bar, the concert E flats, that's a tricky one across the board. We have to check our first valve on the valve instruments to make sure that, you know, not only are the open notes in tune, but E flat can be an underestimated problem in terms of our pitch. So make sure that we're tuning the instrument, you know, on a brass players on a concert B flat, concert F, but also make good through each of the valves, knowing that you've got some really exposed music. Ba 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 ba. Find that pitch on the long held notes. So the rhythmic clarity or pulse center here is not quite as clean as it was in the first two pieces. Make sure you're getting the eyes up, feeling that pulse in time internally. Percussion, I wouldn't mind, you play really sensitively, but I wouldn't mind just a little bit more presence from you to allow the rhythmic center of the band to be even more stable. Careful on that syncopation in the upper woodwinds, listening backwards to the tambourine. Nice job with the glockenspiel, stating of the melody with both the woodwinds and the brass. So as we get to the rallentando here, everybody, and we've got those repeated E flats, and then we go to the concert D flats, that's a little bit of a tonal center issue for us there. Beautiful job with the solos, or the soli, I should say. Ambiguity between who's important here in this section. So a general rule with slow music, everybody, is to bring out the moving lines. And if you don't have the moving lines, play just a little bit softer so we can really hear those moving lines. Don't be early. Watch, watch, watch. Make sure we have enough air to support the long-held note all the way to the end, and we release together. Hey, so that was a nice transition from the slow tempo into the allegro at 79. Thank you. becomes a little bit taxing for the middle voices. Yeah, keep the instruments up until your conductor puts his hands down. So let's decide. Are we going to stand together? Are we going to sit? It's just sort of an etiquette thing when your conductor does that. That's a really important stage presence thing, so make sure you're standing together, turning your body out, looking at the audience. Don't fidget with music. Don't be doing anything with music on the music stand. Wait, and then when your conductor has you sit, go ahead and sit. Do that. That's just a courtesy and a respect thing to the audience and a stage presence thing, a professionalism. So going back to the sort of the overarching theme of the ensemble, there's some really, really good training going on. As we play the slow music, particularly in that last section, the Sheldon, there's a little bit of uncertainty or ambiguity with who's important when in the middle section. So the general rule of thumb is bring out the moving lines and the longer held notes. You can play a little bit less. So the tonal center of the group is at times solid, at times it's a little bit unstable, and that's an individual production of tone issue for each individual player on the stage. And then each individual player on the stage making sure that you're tuning the instrument with a tuner so you're bringing really best to the table as you enter the stage with your friends and the rest of the ensemble. So there, again, there's some really solid work from the podium. Make sure that the individual practice is taking place. You're able to get to the point of memorizing some of that music a little bit more. You're definitely ready for that level. And then, at the end of the last piece, I heard a little bit of fatigue going on in the middle voices, French horn, trombone, perhaps. Make sure that when we're playing the brass instruments, that we're letting the air do the work. Keep the aperture steady and allow fast air to come through the instrument. Don't press harder. I got the sense that some of us are pressing or, you know, trying to force the sound out by pressing the mouthpiece onto the embouchure with a little bit more force. Don't do that. Always make sure that, because when we do that, we stop the vibration or we hear that in the sound. Make sure that just let the air move faster. And the more you buzz, the more you're able to allow the sound to come out. The general rule in brass is if we can buzz it, we can play it. And I think as you think about performing a concert like this one, where it's a pretty good amount of music, that will help with the fatigue at the end of the set as well. What a wonderful ensemble, great teaching going on from the podium. You're really lucky to have Mr. Conway and your associate director. I hope my comments have been helpful, and I hope I get to hear you again in the future.